You gotta move. Oh, you gotta move. Oh, you gotta move, babe. Yeah, gotta move. When the Lord gets ready, you gotta move. See that policeman out on his beat? You see that woman out on the street? Oh, when the Lord gets ready, you gotta move. Now I'll be gone, long, long gone. Oh, soon my time will come. I miss you, darling. But when the Lord gets ready, you gotta move. You'll hear him knocking, knocking on your door. When the Lord gets ready, you gotta move. You gotta move. Ooh, you gotta move. The Lord gets ready. You gotta move.
Welcome to Americana Cool with Heather Valley on Steel City Music. I am your host, Gunner, and joining me right now is Heather Valley. Hi, buddy.
Hey, how's it going, Gunner?
It's good. I like how when we do this thing, I always say, hi, how's it going? Yet we just spoke for an hour and 45 minutes about everything before this cast.
I know. We kind of have to reset, though, so that we can let the audience in on the conversation with us now.
Yeah, it's that, you know, I think the thing is that we do this thing every other week. But when we start talking about something, you and I just go off and we go off. It's like a podcast, but without people talking about MMA fighting and bow hunting. It's really good.
Yeah, we don't have as many conspiracy theories on this show as we should.
No, we don't. We don't have any conspiracy theories. It's just a deep hatred of everything that's living on this planet, and we vent and then we come on and we do this, and we're just like, we're so happy. It's just like, you know, it's like a purge. The Purge podcast is what we have to have. We purge our souls so we can get in and talk about the great music that we're about to hear on Americana Cool. Eight Honestly, artists are up. Who is our first artist?
Okay, so we have been doing themes for each of our episodes so far. And I was thinking about what linked these songs, because I picked them based on kind of how they made my heart and soul feel. And I realized that the thing that links these songs today is every single one of them gave me goosebumps at some point.
Sure.
There's something about them that just feels so, it taps into something deeper.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Does it invoke like a memory from a certain period in your life, like a circumstance at all, when you hear these eight songs, when you're doing Americana Cool? Does that go into the selection process?
You know, sometimes it does. I guess what I've been going by is just like the whole follow your heart approach to music, you know?
Right.
People will often ask, like, what are your favorite genres, or like, what type of music do you like to listen to? And honestly, I listen very broadly. It just, the songs that I connect with and that resonate with me have to have something. It's like this X factor I can't describe, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And Americana is absolutely one of my favorite genres and something I'm really deeply steeped in right now. But these songs today on this playlist all have that X factor for different reasons.
Sure.
And it's so this first artist is somebody who comes from sort of the annals of contemporary Americana music. So we're going back to the 1995 era when he started. And this is a guy named Damian Jurado. The song that I've selected for you guys today is called I Am Still Here. It is the first song of his I ever heard. It's from his record, And Now That I'm In Your Shadow, which was put out by Secretly Canadian in 2006. And this song is just, it's a story song, like so many Americana songs are. And it tells the tale of a man who was left behind. His wife has left him. He is heartbroken over it. And I want our listeners to pay very careful attention to the very last verse, because he receives devastating news from her mother, and then he loses his voice. It's just the instrumentation that carries forward. He can't add anything else because there isn't anything else left to say. So this is one of my all-time favorites, Damian Jurado, and this is his song, I Am Still Here, on Americana Cool on Steel City Music.
I stood alone there in the driveway till I saw your headlights fade and disappear, burn out like stars. A Chevrolet train that rolls in the night. I must have had a hundred nightmares of you falling asleep at the wheel. I send my prayers. Where are you now? I am still here and going. Thank you. Your mother said that you called this morning. Tell him I love him, but I am not returning.
Right, Heather, that is a great track, I Am Still Here, from Damien. And it really did, great choice on that, because it really did tug on my heartstrings when the third time I heard it. I was really paying attention to the lyrics, and you're right on that. Who is the next artist that we have coming up?
Okay, so the next artist is kind of on the other side of the spectrum. So this is Yola. Her full name that she goes by is Yola Carter.
Right.
She's originally from Bristol, UK, and she put out her first EP in 2016. It is called Orphan Offering, and it is just absolutely incredible. And we're going to be highlighting one song from that EP called Dead and Gone, and I'll talk about it a little bit more in depth in a moment, but I want to tell you guys about Yola first. Here's a quote from her, and you know, those of you who know my taste in music and my own music will understand immediately why this appealed to me so much. So, according to Yola, if it doesn't hurt a little bit, it's not worth writing. How real is that?
That is, that is very real. Don't write about something that you're not feeling.
Right, and you know, she talks quite a bit about how she tries to go for this absolute intimate honesty in her songwriting. And I think that, you know, it'll help us understand this a little bit if we hear a little bit about where she came from. So she had all odds working against her. She was a person of color, poor, and a woman. And she also came from a broken home, and her mother had mental health issues. And her mother actively dissuaded her from having a music career. She was allowed to participate in things as long as they only felt like leisure, but she was not allowed to develop any of her skill sets growing up. And this is despite the fact that when she was 4 years old, she told her mom, I'm going to sing and write songs. That's my calling. So she overcame all of those things. And in the song that we're going to highlight today from her first EP, Orphan Offering, this song, Dead and Gone, she sings, "There was a time when my people were product to you. If we can't supersede that now, where on earth am I heading to?" Which is an explicit reference to assumptions around the role of Black female singers in the modern music industry, and drawing an allegory to the slave trade. So, you know, I highly recommend anyone who's listening to this show, please get more deeply into her material. She is so intellectual. Her turns of phrase are just absolutely full of emotion. And in this song in particular, it just jumped out at me. It popped up on a playlist that I was listening to. I was in the middle of doing a couple of things, and when the chorus hit the first time, it struck my attention. When it hit the second time, you can hear her layering on an extra level of falsetto. And then the third time, it just absolutely blew my mind. That was the moment where it was like full body chills. So this is a track called Dead and Gone by Viola from her album Orphan Offering.
Well, this song, will it wait for me? I can't please you all at one time. Help can anybody? Something always suffers, no matter the cost. A husband, a wife, or your life, or your job, or the balance I seek will be too hard to keep. If I'm dead and gone, if nobody cares, if I'm happy at all, the guy from the board wants you to bend for him.
Gone.
track Dead and Gone. It's so good. And of course, when I listened to it for the first time, I pulled the old Gunner Falling Down the Music Rabbit Hole. And I started listening to some of her other stuff. And she has a giant soulful voice. And you could really hear it on some of the other tracks. It's amazing.
Right. I mean, this song that everybody's just heard, it's very, very stripped down. But a lot of her other music has elements of blues and funk and R&B. And it's just like bright and celebratory and incredible. So, you know, I really don't think anyone will be disappointed if they look more deeply at her catalog. And I believe that right now she has a track that's number one on the US Americana charts. So she's getting the recognition that she really deserves.
Good. Hopefully she gets more. You know, I'd really like to see her do really, really, really well. You know, thanks for finding out what.
We are going to hear a little bit more of her before this episode is up.
Okay.
But that's all I'll say for now.
Nice tease, buddy. All right. What's next on Americana Cool?
Okay, so the next one's a little bit different. This is a band out of Asheville, North Carolina, which is, for those of you who aren't familiar, it's a really cool, like, liberal hippie town in the middle of a relatively conservative state. Asheville is actually where Angel Olsen calls home, and a ton of other important musicians have lived there in the past and live there currently. This is one of the hometown bands there. For the longest time, they went by the name The Honeycutters. For this album, the lead singer added her name. So this is a song by Amanda Ann Platt and The Honeycutters. And this is a track called Birthday Song. And the reason that I selected it is because the production values really remind me a lot of Kathleen Edwards. Can you hear what I mean?
You are weird by saying that, because I was thinking that earlier and I couldn't figure out whether I was hearing Kathleen Edwards in it, the way some of her phrasing, how she sounded, or was the fact that Kathleen Edwards has just announced a tour that I read like yesterday that she's going to be doing some stuff. So yeah, I can hear it. That's really weird.
Right. Isn't it strange? Like, because I mean, all of the songs that we have on today's playlist and that we featured in the past, they all have different types of arrangement and production. But this one in particular, it just struck me as I was listening to it, you know, the third time through, like, what is this that it's drawing to mind? And then I was like, oh yeah, it sounds so much like Kathleen Edwards' production. And, you know, that's to say it's very lush and very slick and very pretty. And the story behind it is that Amanda Ann was about to turn 30. She was struggling to pay her bills as an artist. You know, so many of us in the gig economy just trying to make ends meet. And she got a check from one of her artistic endeavors, and it was enough to cover her for the rest of the month. And she sat back and she said, you know what? I may be turning another year older. I might be entering my 30s now, but it's good. I'm happy with what I've built for myself.
Right.
So this is a song about gratitude, and it is called Birthday Song by Amanda Ann Platt and the Honeycutters out of Asheville, North Carolina.
Just got word today that the money is gonna be okay, and the weather ought to hold out through the weekend. Fall is settling in, days are getting short again, and the morning is getting real nice for sleep. Every time it gets colder, I get nervous. decay and the weather ought to hold out through the weekend.
All right, Heather, who's up next on Americana Cool?
Okay, so next up, we have got a cover song. This is a band called Hooray for the Riff Raff, and it's a track that got a huge amount of traction from their first record. It was a covers record that was released in 2013 called My Dearest Darkest Neighbor.
Right.
So this record, it includes a number of very tender renditions of folk, pop, jazz, and blues, and country classics. And this track, Jealous Guy, is a song that was originally recorded by John Lennon. But rather than just leave it there, I want to tell you a little bit about this band because they have a really interesting origin story. So the lead singer, whose voice is just insane, like, it's so evocative, right? It sounds like Amy Winehouse meets Karen Dalton or something. Her name is Alinda Segarra, and she was originally known as Alinda Lee in previous projects. She was raised by her aunt and uncle in the Bronx, and she's originally from Puerto Rican heritage. She became like a huge part of the hardcore scene, and then she became part of this, like, how would you put it? It was like a touring band of hobos. Like, they call themselves a hobo band, and they were called the Dead Man Street Orchestra, and she toured with them for years before settling in New Orleans and starting this project Hooray for the Riff Raff, which then really took off with this cover. So if you're intrigued by any of this, and if you hear this song and think that this is something that you need more of in your life, look them up. They have a number of records. They have a ton of original songs. Alinda is just an absolute force with this beautiful voice. And this is her take on the song Jealous Guy by John Lennon.
I was dreaming of the past, and my heart was beating fast. Began to lose control. I began to lose control. I didn't mean to hurt you. I'm sorry that I made you cry. I didn't want to hurt you. I'm just a jealous guy. I was feeling insecure. You didn't love me anymore. Swallowing my pain. I was swallowing my pain. I didn't mean to hurt you. I'm sorry that I made you cry. Oh Lord, I didn't want to hurt. Just a jealous guy. I was trying to catch your eye. I thought that you were trying to hide. I was shivering inside. Shivering inside. I didn't mean to hurt you. I'm sorry that I made you cry. I didn't want to hurt you. I'm just a jealous guy. made you cry. Oh Lord, I didn't want to hurt you. I'm just a jealous guy.
All right, who do we have up next on Americana Cool?
All right, up next we have an absolute superstar who is making waves in the Americana world in the States and is starting to establish a huge fan base around the world as well. Her name is Courtney Marie Andrews. She is an American singer-songwriter originally from Phoenix. She got her break touring with Jimmy Eat World, actually. She was a backup singer for them in, I want to say, like 2010 or so. And then she began recording her own music, and she's been compared to Joni Mitchell. She has this incredibly intimate and poetic way of writing. And what I wanted to feature today was a song from her most recent full-length album that came out last year and that was all over the place. It did extremely well. It's an album called Old Flowers. And this is a song, it's a ballad, it's very sad, it's called Guilty. And I guess the best way I can describe it is it's about having competing priorities when it comes to your intimate relationships. So this is Courtney Marie Andrews with her song Guilty. This one, the first time I heard it, it just stopped me in my tracks, and I hope that you guys enjoy it as well.
Guilty. Oh, I'm guilty. I've fallen in love with you. I can't eat. guilty.
All right, Heather, who's up next on Americana Cool?
Okay, so the next artist that we have, I am so excited. If you guys don't know Amethyst Kaya, just sit down because her vocals are unbelievable. Let me tell you a little bit about her before we get into the song we're going to feature. So this is from an article, by the way, that was written by Rachel Cholst. And if you are a fan of Americana, you should check out her podcast, Adobe and Teardrops. She is fantastic. She has she's very dialed into the Americana scene and the indie Americana scene. I've heard from several of our listeners that they really like this show because it's helping them find people who are independent and perhaps a little bit more underground. Rachel's podcast and blog, Adobe and Teardrops, is another place for you guys to look. So Rachel wrote this article. She did an in-depth interview with Amethyst, and so I want to give her a little shout out because I'm pulling this information from her. But Amethyst grew up in a subdivision in Chattanooga. She was one of only a handful of Black families there and describes her hometown as a mixed bag. She describes growing up that some of the neighbors really didn't talk to her. Others seemed to be okay, and then suddenly their kids weren't allowed to play with her anymore because of her color. As well, her family wasn't a church-going family, so she felt like she was alienated from her own community that way. And she grew up always feeling out of place. She came out as a queer woman as well. And around that time started to discover that she had this incredible voice. She went to school for it. She got some advice about being more careful with her breath, because you'll hear how powerful she is. She used to always sing with that power. She ended up learning how to establish dynamics in her singing, and she also is a phenomenal guitar player. So that was the path that she essentially took to determine that this was her calling. Her dad has become her tour manager. She has spent 10 years on the road just playing everywhere and establishing a really strong following and name for herself. So that at this point, not only is Yola, who we heard earlier this hour, on the tops of the Americana charts right now, but so is Amethyst with a more recent song. But I wanted to highlight this one track because it's the one that made me fall in love with her singing. This is a track called Myth from her album Mud that came out in 2013. And she does a lot with her voice. She is like the Simone Biles of singing in the Americana genre right now. Sometimes it's a little hard to understand what she's saying, so I'm going to tell you what the lyrics are and then listen for them when the track comes up. So this is her song Myth. Oh, can you tell me where we're going, and what will it be like? Sorry, and will it be like where we've been? Well, I won't see you again, so I guess I'll go rambling, rambling, oh yeah, rambling, oh yeah. Mother of the far and few, and there's not much left to eat, yeah. And if we die in this dry ocean, babe, will time keep rolling, rolling on, rolling on? Somebody somewhere will find what's left. I said somebody somewhere will find what's left, oh yeah. And we'll become a myth, man, oh man, we'll become a myth. I said we'll become a myth. Just a beautiful little piece of poetry. This is Amethyst Kaya with this enormous voice with her song Myth from the album Mud on Americana Cool.
Oh, can you tell me where we go? And will it be like where we've been? Well, I won't see
will become a man. Oh, yeah.
Okay, so up next we have the first supergroup that we have highlighted on this show. This is a group called the High Women, and it is made up of four core members that include Brandi Carlile, Natalie Hemby, Maren Morris, and Amanda Shires. Those four are phenomenal. They're at the top of their game. They're incredible musicians and singers. And, you know, I realized that we haven't highlighted any of their individual works yet. And, you know, I think partly the reason that I haven't included their songs or Margot Price is because I kind of assume people have heard of them, but we will highlight some of their music in the future. I wanted to highlight this song, though, because it is a revisitation on a classic. So the Highwaymen was a supergroup in, I want to say, the 70s, and it consisted of Johnny Cash, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson, and Willie Nelson.
They were all popular in the 70s, and they kind of was like the late 70s, 80s. Kind of vibe, I think, for that.
Right.
For that
I remember
group.
Being a kid and like watching the video for Ghost Riders in the Sky.
Yeah, that's the one. And of course, that song, The Highwaymen, was written by Jimmy Webb, who popular by Glenn Campbell, who I thought should have been in the whole Highwaymen, but whatever, you know. But yeah, that's in this retake that the Highwaymen did on it. Even though the Jimmy Webb, this is my own personal belief, listening and loving that song. The telling of that song and the way they did it, I think is a better song. Oops, should I say that? I actually think it's a better song than from what Jimmy Webb did, even though it's the same song, but just done in a different way. New lyrics, but it just sounds a lot better. I don't, you know, if you're into Willie Nelson, please don't hate me, but this is how I feel.
You know what? I think I see where you're coming from because, I can't remember a time when I didn't know the Highwaymen. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And certain of their songs have really struck me as being incredibly beautiful, this being one of them. But they never made me cry, and this song made me cry the first three times I listened to it.
Yeah. And you'll get
delivery.
That. Yeah, you'll get that on the lyrical content and how they do it. It was like, I listened to it like four or five times and before I said, yeah, I really do like this version better than the original. And that's very rare for me to say.
Yeah. And I mean, we've already talked about how just absolutely scintillating and amazing the vocalists are that are featured on this track and the members of the Highwaymen are in general. But there is something about the electric guitar performance on this take of this song that is at the same level of how incredible their vocals are. So definitely listen for that, guys. And earlier in this episode, I mentioned that you would hear from Yola again, and she's an associated act to the Highwaymen, and she features on this song. So she'll be the third voice that you hear. And honestly, I probably didn't even have to mention that because you will pick it out. Like the moment that she hits her high notes, that is, I hope you all have Kleenex nearby. That's all I can say.
Why don't we spin that right now? The Highwaymen on Americana Cool on Steel City Music.
I was a high woman and a mother from my youth. For my children, I did what I had to do. My family left Honduras when they killed the Sandinistas. We followed a coyote through the dust of Mexico. Every one of them except for me survived, and I am still alive. I was a healer, I was gifted as a girl. I laid hands upon the world. Someone saw me sleeping naked in the noon sun. I heard witchcraft in the whispers, and I knew my time had come. The bastards hung me at the Salem gallows hill, but I am living still.
was a freedom rider when we thought the South had won. Virginia in the spring of 61. I sat down on the Greyhound that was bound for Mississippi. My mother asked me if that ride was worth my life. And where the shots rang out, I never heard the sound, but I am still around.
Now I'll take that ride again and again and again.
Preacher, my heart broke for all the world, but teaching was righteous for a girl. In the summer I was baptized in the mighty Colorado. In the winter I heard the hounds and I knew I had been found. And in my Savior's name I laid my weapons down, but I am still around. Story still untold. We carry the sons you can only hold. We are the daughters of the silent generations. You send our hearts to die alone in foreign nations. It may return to us as tiny drops of rain, but we will still remain. Come back again.
Okay, so we are up to our last song. We only have a couple of minutes. So I just want to quickly let you guys know, this is Brennan Lee. This is probably the most straightforward country song that you're going to hear on the playlist this week. It's from her album Prairie Love Letter that was released last year. This is a track called Billy and Beau. This whole album explores where she grew up in between Minnesota and North Dakota and the relationships that people there had. And this is in honor of Pride Month. So to everyone this month, happy Pride. This is Brennan Lee with Billy and Beau, a love story from the prairie.
Dakota farmland, tabletop flats where Billy and I grew up at. Billy was my friend since we were 10, so I guess I never thought about it much back then. We both looked up to this farm boy, Beau, tall and strong from shoveling snow and baling hay. His big blue eyes were clear and bright as the prairie sky. The heart wants to go where the heart wants to go, and you can't undo it. Billy never told me so, but I just knew it. Billy loved Beau. Beau won best goat at the 4-H fair, and I went to state for my pie with pears. Raising the pig, Billy won something too, and we all got to go on a trip to the zoo. And Beau and Billy, they laughed and laughed the whole way there and the whole way back. And Billy put his arm around his butt and said, Beau, I sure had fun. Never came back. Full scholarship in Chicago. Made a lot of himself since 20 years ago. We haven't seen Hyde. still with the rodeo. He never got married, heard through the grapevine, but he broke a lot of hearts, including Billy's and mine. The heart wants to go where the heart wants to go, and you can't undo it. Billy never told me so, but I just knew it. The heart wants to go where the heart wants to go, and you can't undo it.
Hey, Heather, thanks again for an amazing Americana Cool, and I can't wait to do the next episode.
Absolutely, my pleasure. I can't wait for the next episode either. And guys, we already have an idea of what songs are going to be on it. Tune back in 2 weeks because they're going to be fire.
You're listening to The Hawk, 101.5 FM in Hamilton, Ontario.
The Steve Miller Band is back.
Some people call me the space cowboy.
That's a joker.
Yeah. Some call me the gangster of love.
The Joker is a must for your collection.
That's a joker.
Some people call me Maurice. I'm a joker. I'm a smoker. I'm a midnight toker. I sure don't want to hurt no
playing with a full deck unless you get the Joker.
Joker.
Give me something to believe in.
Have your favorite record store deal you a copy of The Joker by the fantastic Steve Miller Band. The Joker and Steve Miller on Capitol Records and Tapes.
You're listening to Steel City Music.
I got so high that I saw Jesus. He said it's all gonna be okay. You just need me in your heart. Tennessee whiskey and love. I got so high that I saw Jesus.
Yeah, they talk about the rivers running dry. How pretty soon they'll.